There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 156 of Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. Yes. I'm with Mr. Newman.
Hello everybody, hello.
Mr. Kelvin Newman, because
yes,
you didn't say his name.
Yes, Mr. K. Newman
Mr.
to you.
K. Newman. It's K.T. Newman.
K. Newman Esquire, the whole yes. way through. That's how I would prefer it if you would refer to me, Andy.
And I'm, of course, I'm Andy White, Acker Dr. Pod, D-O-C-T-O-R-P-O-D. Right, today we're talking about social media tools for events,
yeah,
aren't we, Kelvin?
Yeah, so yes, as a lot of you will know, over the last couple of years, I've started to get a lot more involved in events, particularly Brighton SEO, the event that I organise. In Brighton.
That is not such a good event. I think everyone must come next time. Have you got a date for the next one?
The next one is coming up in April. So if people are at all interested in that, whether you're in the UK or anywhere else, it is probably worth flying in from pretty much everywhere. Maybe Australia might be a bit far to come for it. It's a single day conference.
And be quick, because the tickets normally sell out in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, basically, it's a bit mad. So the next one, I think we're going to have about 1,000 people there is the plan. If you're at all interested in coming along to that, get along to Brighton SEO. And get your name on the mailing list, because the tickets do go in like minutes, which is madness. But so I've been getting involved
just for a minute there. I thought you said if you're a tool and you're interested in coming along.
Yeah, if you're a tool person, I don't want any short people to come. In fact, actually, if there was a rule about if I could at all enforce a rule about the height of people coming to Brightness.
No, the rude version, a tool.
Oh, a tool. Oh no,
sorry,
no.
I think we'll have to put explicit, or I might have to edit that.
No,
listeners, I just got a bit carried away then. No, it did sound like he said if you're a tool. And do you want to come along?
Yes, no. But yeah, if I were going to, ban certain heights, it would be tall people, because
hey,
I'm
like
so
me.
Short,
aren't
yeah, I?
Because I'm short like yeah. you. Anyway, sorry, we're going off topic.
Yeah, that's not really to do with social
media. Social media tools for events,
yeah,
Kelvin.
So I've been, as you all know, I've been getting a lot more involved in events as a sector. And I recently gave a presentation to the events industry talking about kind of social media in general. But I also, in that process, kind of talked to them about some of the specific location-based social networks that might be of interest for them to be involved in, and kind of some apps and event managing, the back channel, as it were. So the kind of conversations that people have at conferences that take place that kind of happen on social media networks. So I'm going to be talking about some apps, some tools, and some networks that you potentially could be involved in if you're arranging events. If you don't arrange events, these are still really interesting sites to be involved in. And if you don't organise events, as I just said, try and organise one. Arrange a meetup in your area for people who are interested in your sector and your discipline. You'll find it's a great way to meet potential business contacts, and also it'll promote your name a huge amount. The amount of business that Brighton SEO has helped generate site visibility is quite significant, and it all started out just from a few guys meeting up in a pub who wanted to talk about SEO, and now
say,
it's become an event that's like 1,000 people.
It was a small start, wasn't it? But from small acorns, big trees can grow.
Great big
trees. Conifers can grow.
Yeah. From acorns. So the first of those is kind of, talking about Foursquare. Now, I'm not the biggest Foursquare user in the world, I will admit, but a lot of people do use it. And for that very reason, I do try and take it quite seriously. So first of all, if you're arranging an event and you want people to check in on Foursquare, there's a couple of things you need to do. So first of all, you need to create a Foursquare page using the address of the venue. You want to log into Foursquare and create an account if you don't already have one. If you don't have to have a smartphone as well. That's another big misconception, because to use Foursquare, you kind of need to physically check into a location, which usually means using a mobile phone that's GPS enabled, and that's how you do the checking in. But if you don't have one of those, which, you know, not everybody does, you can still log in to the website and create an account without one. So you then want to set the location to the city where the event is taking place. So in our case, it'd be Brighton. And then there's an add things button at the top of the page. I want to click that and then add the new venue to make sure that the venue's there.
So is that venue going to be associated with your account, Kelvin?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's not my venue, but it's kind of, it becomes a venue.
And
it
becomes public property.
Yeah, yes, it becomes public property.
How do they deal with duplicates then?
Badly. the short answer to that. So, I mean, it's a bit like kind of Google Local. You get kind of duplicate listings, and they're pulling listings in from other places as well. So, yeah. One of the big things that events people, if they're organising conferences or meetups or, you know, any of those types of events that you would organise, one thing that people always try and get on Facebook is on Foursquare is the Swarm badge. Right. So this is one of the big, if you've never used Foursquare before, it's a service where you check in and you can get badges. Like if you check into a lot of coffee places, you get the coffee badge.
This is what confused me about Foursquare when I first started using it. What are these badges?
Yeah, it's all about gamification.
And collecting things.
Yes, there's gamification, I'll have you know.
Gamification.
And you can become the mayor of a particular venue if you're the person who checks in most frequently. And if you do a certain types of things, you can win badges as well. And the people who are Foursquare users do like to win badges. And one of those you can get is if a lot of you check into a particular place at a particular time, you get a swarm badge, right? So that's where there's a swarm of Foursquare users have got together. How do you do that? Well, you need 50 plus people to all check in at the same point in time. So you simply check into a location and make sure that 50 other people do so at the same point in time.
And you all get a swarm badge.
You all get a swarm badge. Now, as a conference organiser, there's a bit of prestige to kind of getting a swarm badge for your event, and people like that. So what can you do? We can kind of try and incentivise people to check in. So that might be, you know, you get a free extra coffee if you do that, or you get a 10% discount off the next event if you check in on Foursquare, say that type of thing. So if you want to get a swarm, you need 50 plus people to do that. There's also some more advanced Foursquare options that I won't really go into a huge amount of detail, but they've got really good API, which as an organiser can give you quite a lot of potential to do some interesting things. So you could, in the same way like a lot of conferences and events set up tweet walls where they have live tweets of their, you know, event going on, you can use the Foursquare API to show live check-ins or other interesting data about your event in real time. Now, you need to be the kind of person who eats APIs for breakfast to be able to do that, but it'd be worth considering if you've got a big exhibition or expo that you're organising with thousands of people attending and potentially hundreds of people checking in on Foursquare, they've got an API that allow you to do some really good stuff as well. The other thing that's also really interesting is that they can, in some cases, they can set up partner badges, right? So specific badges for your event. So you could check in and get the Brighton SEO badge.
Oh, so you can make a badge?
Yes, but it's not easy, and you kind of have to apply, and they have to be quite excited about it and that sort of thing. It's not self-service.
Yeah.
But if you've got an event where you think, you know, you might have 1,000 people checking into your event.
Well, we should get a Brighton SEO badge.
Oh, well, yeah, I have made the request. Whether it will happen, I don't know.
Okay.
Whether we're big enough fish, I don't know. But anyway, we'll see. And also, finally, as well, they've also got the merchant platform, which I won't talk about too much here, but if you're kind of a cafe or an exhibition centre or a hotel or that type of thing, if you market a place where people check in, consider looking at their merchant platform as well, because you can do things like, for example, you could say everybody who checks in this Monday gets a free coffee, that type of thing as well.
Just a quick question.
Yes.
You mentioned Foursquare.
Yes.
What about Gowalla? Because wasn't it Gowalla that originally had this concept of badges? Have they merged or something? Or has
Gowalla
gone away?
Gowalla's been bought out by Facebook.
Ah.
And it's one of these kind of...
Which means they'll go away then.
Yes, yes. So it's one of these kind of talent acquisitions, they're calling them, where people like Facebook who've got a lot of cash buy the company, not because they want the company, but because they want the employees
of the company. The clever bods behind
it. So I don't know...
Or in it.
Yes. So this was a couple of months ago, before Christmas. I don't know if they've closed down Gowalla yet, but that's the way it's headed. So you don't need to worry about it, more so than the fact you'd probably want to set up a Facebook campaign.
So is Foursquare now the only real sort of contender in terms of location-based splatting?
Specific ones, yes. Okay. You get quite a lot of it, and it is going to be part of Facebook. I can almost see headed that way. Okay. Twitter, it would make sense to kind of have that functionality as well. But another couple of websites to check out from that perspective is Eventbrite, which is a really good sort of ticketing
solution. Use that, don't you,
for
Brightness EO.
So that allows you to have wait lists, have tickets, have different ticket prices for different people, and then print name badges and all that type of thing. Really quite useful. There's also Upcoming, which is a bit of an old one, but quite a good way of arranging for people to meet up. There's another one called Eventful, which is kind of a directory for event sites, and of course you can always use Facebook as well, so they're worth having a look at if you're interested in arranging an event. Eventbrite is really good as well because they've also got some apps that you can get as well. So you can get an app for your iPhone where you essentially scan. So if you've ever been to an Eventbrite event, you get the printout,
Well, yes, because I've been to Brightness EO.
And on that, there's a little kind of QR code, like a barcode.
Yes, a little square thing.
And there's an app you can now get for your mobile phone or iPad or Android phone, and you scan that as the people come in, and then you can instantly check in everybody's on your event, so you can see who attended, who didn't attend, and how many. So say for example on that as well, you check them all in and you know that 20 people have vegetarian meals, you only prepare 20 vegetarian meals rather than 25. Nice.
You can literally barcode people as they come.
I like
that idea.
So check out the Eventbrite application, definitely.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Another one as well is, and I'm looking into this, I don't know if we're definitely going to do it for Brighton SEO yet, but it certainly looks like a very exciting possibility, is the potential for an app for your event. Right, and you know, you could go to an app developer to do that, and it'll cost you quite a bit of money, unless you're an app developer yourself. So what can you do? Well, there's a website out there called Groupio. I don't know how people pronounce it.
Good name.
It's Groupio. Groupio, would you say? Groupo?
Groupio, I would say.
Groupio.
Groupio. Okay.
And essentially what that is an off-the-shelf app for events that you can skin, so you can put your own logos on it, your own colors, all these types.
What does
of
it run on? Android, iPhone,
BlackBerry, everything.
Or is it web based?
It's web based, but it's an app though. So you download it, and it runs on all the major.
Oh, how cool is that?
Smartphones.
Does it cost?
It does, but it's not. You know, I think it's they've affordable. Got it's a freemium type model.
Oh, okay.
So essentially, you can. You know, you can do all kinds of things on there. So you can have an event guide, you can have the agenda, you can have real-time networking, you can carry out follow-up surveys. So basically, it does all the things that if you went out and specified an app for an event, you'd probably list the functionality that's on here. And the only real downside to it is that the branding might not be exactly how you
want
it to be.
But here's the thing. Would it appear in the iTunes App Store?
You can set that up, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That must cost. Oh, we just said it's not free.
Fair enough. Yeah, and all it is, for that, but it's great for them, though, because as an app developer, to understand their business model, which I think is always good to do when you're buying from someone, is they have built for someone, presumably at some point in time, a very good personalised event.
Yes,
app
for and they've commoditized it.
They've commoditized it, and they can sell that. And you know, it's,
hats off to them.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah,
and I you know, kind of wish more kind of app developers would do that type of thing. Next on my list of tools is one called Pathable. So Pathable.com.
P-A-T-H-A-B-L-E.
Yeah, that's the one.
Pathable.
So essentially what that is a, again, an off-the-shelf sort of social network, really, for your attendees.
Oh.
So, and it's, again, specific to events.
So it's ring-fenced to your event. Event.
Yes. So it's exactly the same as well. So you can have, and I think this is actually something that, from my experience of talking to event organisers, something that they're keen to do is that they're great for networking on that 2 or 3 days that you're in the same physical location. But actually, those kind of relationships peter out a bit over the rest of the year. So what could you do? Could you set up a social network in the run-up to your event so people can be better connected and, you know, better able to make the connections that they want to make at the event? Or what about after the event, where they want to follow up with people who perhaps they didn't get the chance to speak to that they wanted to, or they spoke to but didn't grab a business card off and that type of thing.
So is there a website? Is it all website-based?
Yeah.
Pathable.com.
Yeah, website-based there as well.
App as well? Or do we know?
No, but I think you probably could use the two in connection there between the two. I think the website will be mobile operated. So
okay.
You start to get the situation, would you want to do both at the same point in time? I don't know.
Okay.
And finally, of the kind of things you might want to be thinking about is Lanyard.
Lanyard.
Yes, which is spelled peculiarly. So it's L-A-Y, so far,
Late.
As you'd expect, then N-R-D.com.
Lanyard.
Lanyard, yeah. So it's kind of they've missed an A-L to make it very
well. They put 2.0. a Y, so they put L- Did you say L-A-Y? Or did I just mishear that?
Yes, I spoke it wrong. So it's L-A-N-Y-R-D. Sorry.
L-A-Y-R-D.
Sorry, my dyslexia coming through there.
I do apologise, listeners. I'll try and get a better member of staff.
And essentially, Lanyard is a social event directory, right? So what it allows me to do is I can sign in on Twitter, using my Twitter account, an OAuth, as it were, and it will tell me over the next 12 months what events the people I am following on Twitter are attending, speaking,
oh, that's
or
nice.
Interested
that's
in.
Nice. I like that.
So
it's not a new model, of course, because Paperly does a similar thing, but just gets all the things they're linking to. This is a bit more filtery, isn't it?
Yes. So I can then see, oh, I really like that stuff that Andy talks about on podcasts. What event is he talking at in the next couple of months?
And you'd find that he wasn't talking at any. Well, I must get that sorted out.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? It's that type of thing. So you can see that the people you're interested in, what they're up to. So as an events, so that's as a punter, you know, for the people who are listening who aren't interested in the events industry, who are just kind of attendees, do that, you'll find some great events that you never would have heard of previously. As an event organiser, make sure you're listed on there. Make sure you've got your profile set up that when you announce your agenda, that your speakers is connected to their Twitter accounts. So people who are followers of them can find out about your event and potentially come along and help make you money.
How long has Lanyard been around?
I think over a year or so. They're UK based. I think they've got some connections to Brighton because they're very closely aligned to the Deconstruct Deconstruct conference.
I know what you're trying to say.
So yes, they're, you know, good guys. I like the website. I think it's really good as well. So one final tool as well that is well worth considering. Now, be warned of the potential horror stories that can occur if you simply project a Twitter stream of your hashtag onto the wall or onto a monitor at your event. Asking for people to take the mickey and muck about. So if that's the case,
tell me the horror story. How does it work?
Well, okay, say at
so this is hashtag what, hijacking?
So essentially that's it. So, and it happens a lot. So say at Brighton SEO, our hashtag is hashtag Brighton SEO, right? And so therefore, on the day, I'm following that hashtag because I want to see what people are saying about it.
Yeah,
right?
Makes sense.
Yeah. And then the logical projection is, well, if lots of people are talking about this, I can show all the other attendees all this interesting stuff that they're doing.
Okay, so you've got it projected. Yes, you're doing a search for the hashtag and showing it streaming on a big screen somewhere. Yeah. Yes.
And I've heard of, I haven't actually seen
And then
this.
You get some joker making rude comments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've always mucked about a bit myself and had other people muck about on those ones where it's just a kind of, you know, during the event.
Yeah.
But I've also seen heard of a situation where someone was having it projected on the screen. So say I'm standing on the stage and I've got my big screen where behind my presentation is, and another one behind you.
Yes, yes.
And it wasn't the most successful talk that person had ever delivered. And yes.
What's a nitwit or something?
Yes,
or,
yes.
Throw a tomato at him or something.
Or words to that effect of a slightly stronger magnitude.
Yes.
So what do you need to do? Well, you need to kind of pre-moderate, and you need to kind of have a think about that before. There's a good tool out there called Tweetwall Pro, which allows you to kind of pre-moderate and send it so any tweets you approve go live, or you automatically bin any that contain certain keywords or phrases.
Yes. In fact, I've got a colleague of mine, this brings the story back now, who had to independently develop a system like that for this very reason.
Yeah, there's a few of them about. I mean, Tweetwall Pro seems to be quite nice because of the way it presents. Like,
it's called Tweetwall.
Tweetwall Pro.
Yeah.
And I quite like that because it's got some interesting things about how it presents the tweets.
Mm.
So it's not just the standard scrolling format.
Mm.
But there's a few out there. If anyone's used any, do let me know, because I've had lots of people looking for recommendations on that as well. And a final one is a book that I'm hoping to pick up around this topic that I've not actually managed to get on Amazon yet, because it's only in the States one.
Mm.
But it's called The Back Channel: How Audiences Are Using Twitter and Social Media and Changing Presentations Forever, by Cliff Atkinson. So I'd love to hear if anyone's read that.
Yes, any of our American listeners, if you've had a look at that, let us know what it's like.
But yeah, kind of summing up, I mean, that's it really. I mean, I think events is a really interesting place where the real world is intersecting with the social media world. And if you're organising events, you're really fortunate that there's a lot of software as services businesses that take elements of that process and commoditise it for you. And also increasingly, there's a lot of kind of apps and CMSs and social network add-on that you don't need to develop because someone else already has, so you can just buy it and skin it to look like your brand or organization.
Okay, well, as always, Kelvin, fantastic information there. Thank you so much. That wraps episode 156 of Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back next time. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments, and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150. And you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.